Now a seasonal item, a spine-chilling but heartwarming story of a town that outlawed Halloween and the 10-year-old girl who made her elders see the light. Time was that would have been made into a movie. Nowadays there'd have to be some chainsaw involved. In any case, the town is Oil City, Pennsylvania, and it didn't really outlaw Halloween, just trick-or-treating after 4 in the afternoon. And the 10-year-old fifth grader in question is Elizabeth Race, whose mother Lisa joins us on the phone from Oil City. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Race. And first, what turned your daughter into a Halloween rights activist?
Basically, it was not wanting to go into other communities at night to trick-or-treat. She wanted to do it in her own community at night.
Now, you have to explain. There's a history, and it's not a pleasant history.
No, it's not.
To Oil City's ban on nighttime trick-or-treating.
Right. There was an abduction and a murder of a little girl. It was, I think, 16 years ago, they said.
1992.
And it was in 1992. And
you're being cued there by your daughter, I hear.
Yeah, she knows what year it was.
Right.
and they had abducted her and had killed her very, very close to Halloween. Therefore, they took our Halloween and put it to daytime hours, which were between the hours of 2 and 4 in the daylight for safety reasons.
So at some point, I gather this year, there was a conversation between you and your daughter, Elizabeth, about trick-or-treating this year?
Yes, there was. She had brought it to my attention that she did not want to go to a different community and trick-or-treat, that she wanted to do it here. And I explained to her at that time what had happened with the little girl and why. We didn't have trick-or-treat at night, and she basically asked if maybe we could do something to change that, and I said that I think we could.
Well, perhaps Elizabeth could join us now. And
sure.
Perhaps, why don't we put the phone on?
Hello.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
I'd like to know what you did after you had that conversation with your mother, how you went about trying to fix the situation.
We went to a city council meeting, and we told them that we had 175 signatures, and I read my paper saying the reasons why I wanted it to be back tonight, and the reasons were that me and my sister have never gotten to go trick-or-treating in our own community, and the second reason was that there aren't as many people at home in the daytime. And the third reason was that you couldn't see the Halloween decorations and lights on the porches and everything.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because yeah.
It's bright out, and I guess that takes much of the effect away. And Elizabeth, what's the lesson that you've learned here about your town and its government and trying to change the law about something that's important to you?
I learned that no kid should ever go alone by themselves and that they should always take a parent or a guardian with them.
You excited about trick-or-treating in your own town this
Yes,
year?
I am, actually. I have a ton of friends that have been coming up to me and saying thanks and giving me hugs and...
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
You could probably be elected school president on the basis
of
this. Yeah, it's quite an achievement that you have. Are you interested in politics?
Yeah, and my school has been encouraging me for it and telling me that I should run for president when I grow up and be in the political stuff and everything like that.
Okay, well, we're going to write your name down and keep track of you and see what happens in about 30 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
That was 10-year-old Elizabeth Race and her mother Lisa Race. And Elizabeth will be trick-or-treating after dark in Oil City, Pennsylvania for the first time in her life this Halloween. And she'll be doing it dressed as a monster bride.